Good morning, and welcome to Weekly Tech Roundup. I'm Arjiv.
And I'm Arohi.
Arohi, it's great to have you. Before we dive into today's top tech headlines, let's look back. On this day in 1950, a seminal paper was published that would lay the theoretical groundwork for an entire field. Alan Turing released Computing Machinery and Intelligence, where he introduced what we now know as the Turing test, a concept that fundamentally shaped our understanding of artificial intelligence and machine learning. Today, we're covering news that shows just how far we've come and the complex challenges that have arisen. We've got a packed agenda, pulling insights from Hacker News, MIT Technology Review, TechCrunch, ProPublica, Ars Technica, and more. From Microsoft's latest moves in AI and Windows quality to critical cybersecurity breaches and the evolving landscape of AI development and policy, there's a lot to unpack. Arohi, let's kick things off with some updates from Microsoft. What's been happening with their Copilot AI on Windows?
Microsoft is indeed making adjustments, responding to feedback about its Copilot AI integration on Windows. They've begun reducing entry points for Copilot in apps like Photos, Widgets, and Notepad. This aligns with Microsoft's stated deep commitment to Windows 11's quality, explicitly listing reducing unnecessary Copilot entry points as a key action item. It's a strategic move to refine the balance between cutting-edge AI features and a streamlined user experience, making Copilot less intrusive while still available.
So, a course correction towards prioritizing user experience. But Microsoft is facing scrutiny elsewhere too, particularly regarding its cloud services. What's the story with federal cyber experts and their assessment of Microsoft's cloud security?
It's a significant concern. Federal cybersecurity experts reportedly used very strong language, describing one Microsoft product as a pile of something due to security issues, yet it was still approved for government use under the FedRAMP program. Reports from Ars Technica and ProPublica detail years of documented vulnerabilities and a lack of transparency. The approval, despite these severe warnings, raises serious questions about FedRAMP's rigor and Microsoft's perceived reluctance to address fundamental security architecture problems, potentially risking sensitive government data.
Strong words indeed, highlighting systemic issues. And speaking of Microsoft and cybersecurity, there's another story linking Microsoft Intune systems to a major hack. What happened there?
That's right. CISA, the U.S. cybersecurity agency, has urged companies to secure their Microsoft Intune systems following a major cyber attack on Stryker, a U.S. medical technology giant. Hackers reportedly compromised Intune, which manages employee devices, to remotely wipe thousands of phones and computers. This incident underscores how the compromise of such management platforms can lead to devastating data loss and operational paralysis. CISA's alert emphasizes preventing unauthorized access to these critical systems, highlighting them as prime targets for disruptive attacks.
That's a serious incident, directly impacting operations. It leads us perfectly into the broader landscape of cybersecurity. Let's delve deeper into the Stryker hack and other major cybersecurity stories. What are the latest details on the attack and the perpetrators?
Stryker confirmed ongoing system restoration after a destructive cyber attack, believed to be one of the first major U.S. cyber attacks attributed to a pro-Iran hacktivist group named Handala. The attack wiped thousands of employee devices, causing widespread disruption. In response, the FBI and Justice Department swiftly took down two websites linked to Handala. This rapid government action underscores the escalating stakes in cyber warfare, especially for incidents with geopolitical motivations.
An important development in countering state-sponsored cyber threats. Beyond these targeted attacks, vulnerabilities are also emerging in widely used tools. What's the situation with the Trivi scanner?
This is a critical development for the cybersecurity community. The widely used Trivi scanner, an open-source vulnerability tool, has been compromised in an ongoing supply chain attack. Such attacks insert malicious code into legitimate software. This means system administrators are facing a rotate-your-secrets kind of weekend, as any credentials exposed through the compromised scanner need immediate changing. It creates a significant trust issue and highlights pervasive risks within the software supply chain.
Rotate your secrets is never good news. And on the widespread vulnerability front, there are new concerns about iPhone security. What's been discovered?
A powerful and previously unknown iPhone hacking technique, dubbed Dark Sword, has been found in active use by Russian hackers. This tool potentially compromises hundreds of millions of iPhones. Its discovery in the wild signifies a serious escalation in mobile security threats, moving beyond theoretical vulnerabilities to an actively deployed weapon. This raises alarms for individual users and organizations, reinforcing the need for constant vigilance and device updates.
Hundreds of millions of iPhones is a staggering number. And on a different note, a cyberattack on a vehicle breathalyzer company has left many people in a serious bind.
This unusual incident saw a cyber attack disrupt a U.S. car breathalyzer company, leaving drivers across the country unable to start their vehicles. These devices, often court-mandated, prevent vehicle startup if alcohol is detected. The attack disrupted the back-end systems, preventing proper device communication. This left users, many complying with legal orders, stranded and potentially facing legal repercussions, illustrating how cyber attacks can unexpectedly impact daily life and even the justice system.
That's a very direct and personal impact. These incidents paint a clear picture of an evolving threat landscape. Now, let's pivot to the world of artificial intelligence. The field of AI is constantly pushing boundaries. First, let's touch on a foundational discussion. Why AI systems don't truly learn from a cognitive science perspective.
There's a fascinating academic debate about the distinction between what AI does and what true cognitive learning entails. While current AI, particularly large language models, excels at pattern recognition and prediction from vast datasets, it often lacks true understanding, causality, or autonomous generation of novel concepts. Human learning involves active exploration and building intuitive world models. AI largely operates within its programmed bounds, not truly learning or evolving its understanding without explicit intervention. This distinction is crucial for understanding AI's capabilities and limitations.
A critical distinction between advanced pattern recognition and genuine cognitive intelligence. And speaking of ambition, OpenAI is pursuing a bold new objective. What are their plans for a fully automated researcher?
OpenAI has announced a new grand challenge, building an AI researcher, a fully automated, agent-based system designed to tackle complex problems independently. The vision is for this AI to identify problems, form hypotheses, design and execute experiments, analyze results, and draw conclusions, much like a human scientist, but at accelerated speed. This is a profound shift toward highly autonomous AI agents in research, suggesting a future where AI itself is a key driver of scientific discovery.
An AI that independently researches and solves complex problems, that's certainly ambitious. Now, we're also seeing more specialized AI development. What's Memories.ai building for visual memory in wearables and robotics?
Memories.ai is developing a large visual memory model for physical AI, wearables, and robotics. This technology aims to provide AI systems with a persistent, searchable visual memory layer, allowing devices like smart glasses or robots to remember faces, room layouts, or observed actions, and recall them contextually. It's critical for developing more capable and intuitive physical AI agents that learn from real-world experiences, enabling them to be more adaptive in dynamic environments.
Giving AI visual recollection really pushes the boundaries. This concept of agentic AI seems to be a recurring theme, especially in commerce. What's WorldID doing to verify humans behind these AI shopping agents?
Sam Altman's WorldID initiative is addressing the growing need to distinguish between human users and AI agents in online interactions. As agentic ICE, systems that can autonomously pursue goals, become more prevalent, WorldID aims to attach a unique human identity to AI actions using iris scan-backed tokens. This provides a cryptographically unique human anchor for AI agents, helping prevent agent swarms, ensuring accountability, and building trust in digital commerce by verifying origins and intent. It also speaks to the ongoing challenge of developing these agentic ICE beyond their current basic capabilities.
So, effectively giving AI agents a verified human fingerprint to ensure accountability. We're also seeing AI tools democratizing creative processes. What's Gamma doing to challenge Canva and Adobe?
Gamma is entering the creative software market with Gamma Imagine, powerful AI image generation tools. Aiming to compete with Canva and Adobe, Gamma Imagine allows users to create brand-specific assets like charts, marketing collateral, and social graphics using simple text prompts. This leverages generative AI to streamline and democratize visual content creation, making high-quality design accessible to a much wider audience and transforming traditional design workflows.
Empowering users to create sophisticated visuals with just text prompts, that's a game-changer. And in enterprise AI, Mistral is taking a different approach. How are they challenging OpenAI and Anthropic?
Mistral, a European AI startup, is championing a build-your-own AI strategy with its new offering, Mistral Forge. They are enabling enterprises to train custom AI models from scratch using proprietary data. This directly challenges OpenAI and Anthropic's models, which often rely on fine-tuning pre-trained models. Mistral's approach offers businesses greater control, deeper customization, better data privacy, and potentially more specialized AI solutions tailored to their unique operational needs.
That's a compelling differentiator. This segment highlights the breadth of innovation in AI. Now, let's move into the intersection of AI, government, and geopolitics. The intersection of AI and national security is certainly one of the most significant and debated topics right now. OpenAI has made headlines with its controversial agreement to work with the US military. What are the broader implications of this, and what are the Pentagon's plans for integrating AI, including training on classified data?
OpenAI has agreed to provide its AI technology to the Pentagon, a move stirring considerable discussion, particularly regarding its potential application in sensitive geopolitical contexts like target analysis in Iran. The Pentagon's ambition extends further. They are actively planning to establish secure environments for generative AI companies to train military-specific models on classified data. This is a significant shift, moving to develop bespoke AI systems tailored to defense operations using highly sensitive information, which defense officials deem crucial for maintaining a technological edge.
Training AI on classified military data is a huge step, bringing up questions about control and potential misuse. Yet, some AI companies are hesitant to engage with military applications, and that's causing issues. What's the situation with Anthropic and their red lines?
The Department of Defense has labeled Anthropic, another leading AI firm, an unacceptable risk to national security within its supply chain. This is due to Anthropic's red lines regarding military use, specifically its reluctance to have its AI used in warfighting operations. The DoD views concerns that Anthropic might disable its technology or withhold support during critical engagements as a significant vulnerability, highlighting a clash between AI developers' ethical stances and national defense operational needs.
That's a clear clash between corporate ethics and national security imperatives. And speaking of concerns, Senator Elizabeth Warren has weighed in on another AI military deal. What are her issues with Zay's access to classified networks?
Senator Elizabeth Warren has publicly questioned the Pentagon's decision to grant xAI, Elon Musk's AI company, access to classified networks. Her primary concern centers on Grok, Zay's chatbot, which has generated harmful outputs. Warren argues that allowing a system with such a track record access to classified government information poses a potential national security risk, emphasizing the need for greater transparency and stricter vetting for AI partners.
These are all significant policy debates. Beyond military applications, AI is also being deployed in other critical areas, such as content moderation. What's Meta doing with new AI content enforcement systems?
Meta is heavily investing in AI for content enforcement, rolling out new AI-powered solutions to detect more violations with greater accuracy, prevent scams, and respond quickly to real-world events, aiming to reduce over-enforcement. This strategy also involves reducing reliance on third-party vendors, bringing more moderation in-house. Meta seeks more efficient and consistent application of its community standards across its platforms, addressing the immense scale required for daily content moderation.
So, AI taking on the gargantuan task of content moderation, aiming for accuracy and efficiency. And finally, on a lighter, yet still complex side, we have an AI translation tool stirring up debate in the video game preservation community. What's happening there?
This highlights how AI can create friction even in niche communities. A new, vibe-coded AI translation tool, powered by Google's Gemini AI, has caused a split in the video game preservation community. The creator apologized after Patreon funds were used, sparking controversy over AI's role in translation. Some argue it diminishes human accuracy vital for preservation, and the financial aspect. It's a microcosm of the larger debate about AI's balance between efficiency, authenticity, and community values in creative and archival fields.
It seems AI can even spark controversy in the most unexpected corners. And before we wrap up today's show, let's briefly touch upon what many consider a crucial bottleneck for AI's expansion: energy. What's the best AI investment right now?
Many experts and investors believe the best AI investment might not be directly in AI software or chips, but in energy technology. Power has become a critical bottleneck for new AI data centers. The immense computational demands of training and running large AI models require unprecedented electricity, straining existing grids. This creates a significant opening for investments in renewable energy, energy storage, and efficient cooling solutions. Without scalable energy, AI's rapid expansion simply cannot continue, making energy innovation a critical enabler.
An important insight, highlighting the fundamental infrastructure underpinning the AI revolution. From cutting-edge AI developments to critical cybersecurity threats and the policy debates shaping our digital future, it's clear the tech world remains as dynamic as ever. And before we go, here's a surprising tech fact for you. The earliest known instance of a cyber attack wasn't on a computer at all. It occurred in 1903, when illusionist and inventor Neville Maskelyne jammed Guglielmo Marconi's public wireless telegraph demonstration, broadcasting insults through the airwaves instead of Marconi's intended message. A century before Wi-Fi hacking, it was a pioneering act of wireless interference, showing that digital mischief has roots in some surprisingly analog beginnings. That's all the time we have for this edition of Weekly Tech Roundup. Thank you for tuning in. Arohi, thank you for your insightful reporting.
My pleasure, Arjav.
And thank you, our listeners, for joining us. We'll be back next week with more of the latest news and analysis. Until then, stay curious and stay secure.